Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Imagine an artificial intelligence model that can seamlessly switch between reasoning like a seasoned mathematician and answering swiftly like a human assistant. Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Wednesday, April 9th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about DeepCogito's groundbreaking hybrid AI models. Let's dive in. DeepCogito has just emerged from stealth, introducing a family of AI models that can toggle between reasoning and non-reasoning modes. These models, dubbed Cogito 1, are designed to handle complex problems by reasoning through them step by step, much like the well-regarded OpenAI's O1 models. But what sets them apart is their ability to switch to a non-reasoning mode for simpler tasks, making them incredibly versatile and efficient. Picture this. You're trying to solve a complex math problem, and you need to think through each step carefully. Now, imagine being able to instantly switch gears to answer a quick trivia question. That's the power of DeepCogito's hybrid models. By combining reasoning components with standard, non-reasoning elements, these models can optimize performance and reduce computing costs and latency. DeepCogito claims that their models outperform the best open models of the same size, including those from Meta and Chinese startup DeepSeek. Their largest model, the Cogito 70B, has demonstrated impressive results, surpassing competitors in various mathematics and language evaluations. The company's journey is just beginning. Developed in roughly 75 days by a small team, the Cogito 1 models range from 3 billion to 70 billion parameters, with plans to introduce even larger models soon. These parameters are crucial as they roughly correspond to a model's problem-solving abilities. The more, the better. What's even more fascinating is that DeepCogito didn't start from scratch. They built upon Meta's OpenLlama and Alibaba's Qwen models, applying novel training approaches to enhance performance and enable this unique toggle feature. It's a testament to the power of collaboration and innovation in the AI field. According to their blog, DeepCogito is in the early stages of scaling and plans to explore complementary post-training methods for self-improvement. With backing from investors like South Park Commons, the company aims to create AI that can outperform humans and unlock new capabilities yet to be imagined. Amazon has just pulled back the curtain on Novasonic, a new generative artificial intelligence model that's setting the stage for a more natural-sounding, conversational experience. This isn't just another upgrade. Novasonic is Amazon's shot at matching and even surpassing the capabilities of voice models from big names like OpenAI and Google. On benchmarks that measure speed, speech recognition, and conversational quality, Sonic is right there at the top of the charts. Now, if you've ever felt that talking to an older digital assistant like Alexa or Siri was a bit like conversing with a robot from the 90s, you're not alone. Those early models were groundbreaking at the time, but compared to the latest technology, they feel a bit clunky. Novasonic changes the game by making interactions feel much more fluid and human-like. This new model is available through Amazon's Bedrock, their developer platform for building enterprise artificial intelligence applications, and it comes with a fancy new bidirectional streaming application programming interface. Amazon is touting Novasonic as the most cost-efficient artificial intelligence voice model out there, claiming it's about 80% cheaper than OpenAI's GPT-4o. That's a massive saving for companies looking to integrate cutting-edge voice technology. According to Amazon's Senior Vice President and Head Scientist of Artificial General Intelligence, Rohit Prasad, Novasonic is already boosting the performance of Alexa Plus, Amazon's upgraded digital voice assistant. It builds on Amazon's expertise in large orchestration systems, which is the technical infrastructure that powers Alexa. What sets Novasonic apart from its competitors is its ability to route user requests to the correct application programming interfaces. This means it knows how to fetch real-time information from the internet, access proprietary data, or even execute actions in external applications. It waits for the right moment to speak, taking into account pauses and interruptions during a conversation, which makes interactions feel more natural. And here's a stat that shows how impressive Novasonic is. It achieved a word error rate of just 4.2% on the multilingual LibreSpeech benchmark, which measures speech recognition across languages and dialects. That's roughly 4 errors out of every 100 words, which is pretty remarkable. In loud and multi-participant settings, Novasonic is nearly 50% more accurate than OpenAI's GPT-4o transcribe model. Prasad also noted that Novasonic boasts industry-leading speed, with an average perceived latency of just over a second. That might not sound like much, but in the world of voice interaction, every millisecond counts. It's even faster than OpenAI's real-time application programming interface, which is quite an achievement. Amazon is positioning Novasonic as part of its broader strategy to develop artificial general intelligence, systems that can perform any task a human can do on a computer. This is just the beginning, as Amazon plans to release more models that can handle different types of data, including images and videos, and even other sensory inputs. So, whether you're a developer eager to integrate advanced voice models or just someone fascinated by where artificial intelligence is heading, Novasonic is definitely a name to watch. It's a glimpse into the future of conversational artificial intelligence, and it's exciting to see how Amazon is pushing the envelope in this space. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Bank of America is making headlines with a massive investment in artificial intelligence and technology initiatives, $4 billion to be exact. That's almost a third of their entire tech budget for 2025. This isn't just about spending big. It's about betting big on the transformative power of AI. Imagine this. More than 90% of Bank of America's 213,000 employees are using an internal AI assistant. This tool has drastically cut IT support calls by over 50%. That's a huge win for productivity and efficiency. The AI tools at Bank of America are driving real, measurable gains across various areas, from development and training to customer service and client engagement. They've been on this AI journey since 2018 when they launched Erica, an AI-powered virtual assistant. Back then, ChatGPT wasn't even a household name yet. What's fascinating is that Erica isn't just for customers. There's an internal version called Erica for employees, which has become a staple for the staff. It started with helping with IT support tasks and has now expanded to assist with everything from health benefits to payroll forms. More than 90% of employees are on board, and it's been a game changer in terms of reducing IT support calls by more than 50%. Developers at Bank of America are seeing efficiency gains of 20% thanks to a generative AI-based coding assistant. Employees are saving tens of thousands of hours each year by using AI to prepare materials for client meetings, which they can now redirect toward actual client engagement. It's a prime example of AI making work smarter, not harder. Customer service representatives are using AI tools to deliver more personalized interactions, which cuts down on call handling times. And sales and trading teams are leveraging a generative AI platform to search and summarize research and market commentary more efficiently. That's AI driving productivity and enhancing service in action. Bank of America's approach is a case study for the financial services industry on how AI can be embedded across operations to boost efficiency, productivity, and service. Since Erica's debut 7 years ago, it's handled over 2.5 billion interactions and serves 20 million active users. The internal iteration took off during the pandemic and continues to evolve. The bank plans to expand Erica for employees' capabilities, incorporating generative AI to help workers access information about the bank's products and services more easily. It's all about enhancing the tools employees need to do their jobs better. Their professional development arm, the Academy, is also using AI for employee training. Last year, staff completed over 1 million simulated client interactions, receiving real-time feedback to improve their service. Tools like Ask Merrill and Ask Private Banking are also seeing increased use, with more than 23 million interactions last year alone. AI is even being used to process customer feedback at scale. A generative AI system in call centers summarizes client conversations, reducing the need for manual transcription. Chief Technology and Information Officer Aditya Bhasin highlighted AI's transformative effect on employee efficiency and operational excellence, which is central to their strategy for business growth. With nearly 7,400 patents and applications, including more than 1,200 focused on AI and machine learning, Bank of America is not just participating in the AI revolution, they're leading it. It's an exciting time for the financial services sector as AI continues to reshape the way businesses operate. In a fascinating turn of events, Meera Murady, the former chief technology officer at OpenAI, is making waves in the artificial intelligence world with her new venture, Thinking Machines Lab. This startup has just added some serious firepower to its advisory board with the addition of two prominent ex-OpenAI figures, Bob McGrew and Alec Radford. Now, if you're not familiar with these names, let me fill you in. Bob McGrew was OpenAI's chief research officer and played a pivotal role in shaping the company's research strategies. Alec Radford, meanwhile, was one of the visionaries behind OpenAI's groundbreaking work on generative pre-trained transformers, or GPTs, which you might recognize as the technology behind ChatGPT. What's intriguing here is that McGrew and Radford's move to Thinking Machines Lab signals a potential shift in the AI landscape. It's like assembling a dream team of AI talent, and it makes you wonder what innovations they're cooking up over there. Thinking Machines Lab has been somewhat secretive about their research plans, but they've hinted at creating artificial intelligence systems that are more adaptable and tailored to individual needs than what's currently on the market. The idea is to make artificial intelligence work for people in a way that's both understandable and highly customizable. Murady herself has a storied career, having led significant projects at OpenAI like ChatGPT, DALL-E, and Codex. Her leadership at Thinking Machines Lab, alongside other former OpenAI talents like John Shulman and Barrett Zoff, sets the stage for some potentially groundbreaking developments in the AI space. It's an exciting time as we watch this startup potentially reshape the landscape with new tools and systems. With backing from top venture capital firms and a team of AI experts from the likes of Google DeepMind, Thinking Machines Lab is definitely one to watch. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. From Deep Cogito's hybrid models to Meera Murady's new venture assembling a powerhouse team, it's clear that the AI world is buzzing with innovation. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.